Okay, let's go over here to Elizabeth. Hi, Elizabeth. What's on your mind?
Yes, I was calling about teeth, about gum disease.
Yes, ma'am.
So I've spent a lot of time on this, and I don't have any dog in the thing about the brands, but this is just what I've found, and the gum disease is diagnosed. I've had it for several years. I have some bone loss. And it's past gingivitis. It's not engulfed my whole mouth, but my lower left is taken with that. So several of my teeth are a teeny bit loose, not massive, but they are loose. I had my root scaling and planing. I had that done last year with laser even. So I've spent that amount of time and effort, but also I did some research, and for multiple years now, there's several protocols. One's called Kiss Your Dentist Goodbye, and it's using a combination of toothpaste and mouthwashes to break down plaque. Not clear if it works, but hey, I'm still hanging in. There's another one called Perio Wash. You've got tea tree oil, cinnamon, eucalyptus oil, etc. And that company makes wash, a concentrate that you can use with water pick. And it has a thing is called Perio Rub, which is like Oragel. But, boy, that's a natural product, and I've never had anything like just touch it with that, and the pain is gone. That's my commercial. Anyway, so I also do peroxide-based mouthwash, one with hydrogen peroxide. And then I also do one with glyoxide, which is, I can't remember the name of that peroxide, but that
okay,
one
ma'am.
I use when it kicks up a little bit. But I
sure.
wanted to ask you, do you have any other ideas, either things that you would take internally or externally apply that you think might hit gum disease?
Not really, ma'am. When I hear about something like this, I immediately refer people to a biological dentist. I'm sure you've been to one of those.
Yes.
Good, good,
yes,
good.
Indeed.
Because they know a lot more about this than I do. The only little bit I'd have to contribute is if you're losing some jawbone, I hope that you have been checked to make sure that you are or are not losing bone elsewhere in the body, too, because you're absolutely correct. The losing jawbone part could come entirely from the periodontal disease, but it also could have a component of just plain old osteoporosis in it. And if that's the case, then you have to pay attention to the systemic, the bones all over the body, in other words, as well as the local.
Yeah, that's a good thing to mention. I hadn't thought about that, but yeah, you could have that going on, and it might be, oh, the dentist says, oh, it's your periodontal disease, but it could be something more.
Well, it could be both of them, ma'am. That's the thing, ma'am. At 66, it could be both of them.
Yeah, I never thought about that. Well, I've got a good medical team, so I'll talk to them about that part, too. I mean, that would
okay.
be worth checking in. Okay, got it.
So thank you for calling, ma'am. I can't help you any further. I'm not a biological dentist.
Well, that's okay, but I thought I would at least ask if there's something, you know, you could help boost your health with on that.
Yeah, well, at least I gave you one decent idea. Check with your medical team about osteoporosis.